StoryJump is an application which allows you to create online, highly visual storybooks. So books which contain lots of graphics to support the narrative that you're providing. I guess you would argue that it's mainly aimed at the younger end of the age range spectrum, but in reality, I always feel that graphics which appear, shall we say, childish, can also be used with older students. And storybook doesn't mean you necessarily doesn't have to be just about creating fictional stories. Why not have use an application like this for having a deep discussion about a religious topic, or in personal, social, and health education about a controversial issue? So, in order to create your first book, you do need to create an account. It's obviously geared towards younger people, so there's no problem with that. It does have the usual credentials. Having created your account, you can create your first book, and you can either do that from scratch and start with a completely blank canvas, although StoryJumper does help you by giving you a few pages already created within the book. You can add more or take away some if you choose to do so. Or you can start from a story which has already been created and utilise one of the StoryJumper books already there in the library. There's lots to choose from and from which to draw inspiration. But, of course, if teacher was to create the beginnings of a story, that could set the theme so that you get a sort of consistent starting point. Or why not have students actually create story starters for each other? And then have other students develop them from there. So there's lots of possibilities. You can incorporate graphics, as I said, and the graphics are all available in a library. That includes props, so things like little people and items and animals and so forth. There's also a scene, so that provides the background setting, and they can be just plain text or different settings. You can also use photos, and they can come from either uploads or from a Flickr search. And of course text, which is the most important bit, and there are text boxes to allow you to populate your pages that way. Having got everything on there, you can add more off pages and or copy pages and just develop things. When it's completed, having saved it, you can save it in with different degrees of privacy, either public or private. And eventually, should you want to do so, you could even get a printed copy at a cost.